smell it, you could feel it. It's like, it's very exciting, it's very nerve-wracking, because there's so much to do. It's just unbelievable. There's so much to do. There's so much to prepare, but there's so much to accomplish also on the day of Purim. We're going to see today a short piece from the Chida, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha. I think his yahrzeit was just this last week, right? Mm-hmm. A very short and beautiful piece about kind of like reconfiguring like what the avoda of Purim really is, because it's a day of taking care of a lot of business. And after we learn this piece, I think it's going to be like, we really don't want to waste this opportunity at all. Every year, like I always tell you, I have a friend, now Baruch Hashem, we're in our house all the time on Purim, but he used to call me when we were bachelors, or even like the beginning of our first years of marriage, he would always call me and say, "Were you doing the avoda this year?" Like the Seuda, like Purim, there's an avoda that needs to be done. We want to know, were you doing the avoda this year? So in the woman's shir we're going to have soon, we're going to be speaking about like the avoda of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the avoda of the Yid on Purim, the correlations between the two. But today we're going to see with Machida, like specific direct orders as to how to make sure there's an avoda that's taking place. You don't want to just waste and say, let's see if I was able to get drunk or not. That's not the avoda. It's a beautiful thing when it's holy and everything. It's not the avoda of the day. Look at this. This is from the Sefer Leiv David. Be'enai ha-davar pashut. Certain things in life are complicated. The following thing is not complicated at all. Shem kol Yisrael. Hayom hazeh asher zera Amalek latevach yuval. This is the day where we celebrate that the seed of Amalek have been led to slaughter. Latevach yuval, right? Yuval means to be led. Tevach means description. Hey, Kenny. Good morning, my brother. Perfect timing. Good to see you. It's simple to me that if I'm Israel, on the day, Purim is the day that Amalek seed is led to the slaughterhouse. Venafal haman hara hazeh rosh mi beit rasha. And the head of this house of evil fell on this day. If this is what happened on this day, and obviously it keeps on re-happening on this day, if hayun nohagim beseder kedusha, if we would take the levels of holiness and tweak it up and up it up a notch, not just one notch, like one mega notch. Vasimcha haitam mekudeshet l'shamayim, and the simcha that we're all going to have is all mekudesh l'shamayim, sanctified up to the heavens. And veyeter hayom oskim b'torah kol echad kefi shi'uro. So besides the mitzvahs of the day that we have to make sure we take care of, which are the four mitzvahs, reading the Megillah, Shalach Malas, Matanas Levionim, and the Seuda, but if the rest of the day was consumed with learning Torah, each person in according to the weight where he's holding, he says over here, I'm sure that Al Ken Bischaze Hainu Nigalim Geulat Olam Bimachezer Chamalek. In other words, Mashiach. Look at that. No pressure. Jerry walks in. You gotta be kidding me. Whoa, yeah. We said. Come on. You gotta be kidding me. Jerry walks in, we say the name of Mashiach. Okay. We were learning right now that since the day of Purim is so, it's so in its essence, is a day where such evil was wiped out once upon a time. Like such a evil that usually conquers us and drives us crazy. But we know this is a day that this took place, and every time you've celebrated Purim for thousands of years, more and more of that energy gets shifted. He said, therefore, the Chida says, I'm certain that if we took Purim to where it could be, mamish where it could be, which means do the mitzvahs of the day, but fill it the rest with tehillim and with davening and with learning the whole day. Like, that's why, you know, there's a big inyan archever, you know, there's a big basik in minyan, everything. Learning, Yuri already asked me yesterday, can we do a daf yomi after basik? And I said, fill the day with mitzvahs, with kedusha. He says, if the simcha of Purim was mekudash l'shamayim, was sanctified to the shamayim, mamish, right? He says, the chida says, I have no doubt, Mashiach would come. Mashiach would come. Hainu nigalim geulat olam. We would be redeemed, a permanent redemption. Why? Ki hayom hazeh asher hechelim pol v'nafal mehem rav. The day that Amalek really had his first real mapala, his first real downfall, the Chida says, Hen Am Yisrael, alok as yidlach, if on this day, im hayinu mitamtzim b'torah u'mitzvot, kayom hazeh, if we looked at this opportunity, like, wait a second, their guard is down now, meaning they're having a shvach day, Amalek, right? This is not their day. That means they, like, if I have a good thought to do something good, I'm not going to have confusing thoughts to come and try to prevent me from doing something holy. Take advantage of it. This is the day. This is the day. You want to think of a mitzvah that all year long, you're like, I don't know if I should... You go do it. The mitzvah of Avtarecha Kamocha, the day of today, if I tell him I love him, it'll be like a little bit weird and everything. So Amalek's like, that's right, it'll be a little bit weird. That's all year long. On Purim, I have a thought, I want to tell someone I love them. Amalek's busy getting shechted. So he's saying, take those thoughts you usually have of the mitzvahs. This is the time that it's really an eis ratzon to do them, to take on a learning. Not just for tomorrow, to start the learning. Like we did the siyum yesterday in the shul, I was so happy. Did a siyum yesterday on brachas, the communal siyum. So many people did siyums here, I couldn't believe it. And then Stephen Eagle right away began Masechet Shabbos, because this is, Amalek says, listen, brachas was cute, but you're not set for Shabbos. Right? It's not, come on, who are we kidding, right? And if you are, like, give yourself a breather, you were learning every single day. No way. Right then and there. This is the air, this is the energy that's in the air right now. So you're saying, if that's the energy that's in the world right now, if you fill that energy with gevaldige kedusha and simcha and excitement towards holiness, it's clear to the Chida, we'd be done with Amalek once and forever. Like Reb Shlomo once said in the name of Rav Kook, and he said, if Rav Kook didn't say this, he would never say this on his own. He says, you know how people like to do tshuva sometimes? He's like, they like to go to the bathroom, but, excuse me for saying this, but they want to keep a little bit inside. They don't want to go fully to the bathroom. They want to, when they go to the bathroom, they want a little bit. I'll keep the rest inside. They just go to the bathroom. Get it out. Flush the toilet. Get out. So on Purim, there's this flushing of a system. I know it's, right? It's pretty freaky imagery.
No,
you had a
story with the
pool. Oh my gosh.
It brought me back. Sorry.
I have a bunch of them. There's
such a
thing.
Wait,
I worked so hard to forget that.
Wait, is this a thing that is a person that goes in and goes, no, I just want a little bit. And I said, that and... Meaning I want as many experiences as I just go back to. No, all right, that. The trick is that if I would have spoken about brothels, they about I sent it. They have a whole doff on the bathroom, and I sent this to people that I know have an Indian on this office that they love to go. And it's no mamash, the Gemara says it's good for a long life. They're adamant about it. Spend as much time as you need to. Let it all out, just like you're saying. Mom, that's why when you asked me to spoke, I had a whole piece of it.
Right. You noticed I didn't. Okay. Good verb. What I meant with the previous comment was that why do we, like, when we're getting cleansed, why do we think, like, whatever, I'll just do a little bit. Cleanse, like a full cleansing, you know? Full cleansing. Purim really is like, it's like a restart button. It really could be a reason, like mamish. Like some of the Purims we've had here, it's like really, like you realize that, oh yeah, restart. Next day, Olam Chadash. Olam Chadash. Umag, so he says over here, in the bottom of the paragraph, Am Yisrael, im hayinu mitamtzim b'torah u'mitzvot kayom hazeh, If you know, if we were really got our acts together on Purim, filled it with Kedusha, Ra'atavo Olehem Vezera Amalek Ad Kalotam Otam Uvalitzion Goel, bad would come to those enemies. And then what would come to Tzion? Goel, a redeemer. Uvalitzion Goel. Uma gam asher rov Yisrael merbim tzedaka yom hazeh. Im amalei Torah va'aniyim merudim u'binyonim ashrecha Yisrael. What a day. It's a day that, yes, Chazal told us we have to give tzedakah kol haposhet yad nosnim lo. He says people that are busy with Talmud Torah, that don't really, they're learning and learning, they don't have money. And people that are poor, suddenly they receive, they're beneficiaries of the holiest mitzvah of tzedakah. Kama me'ot netonim netonim hema le'mitzvos. How many hundreds of people are given to this mitzvah, both in the receiving and the giving end, in the air. Like, just understand, like, what happens in the air when there's just so much tzedakah, which is usually the thing that's most calculated and amalek in our mind, and that also gets shechted on Purim, because you're just like, I'm not going to be busy with thinking you should get a job or not before I give you tzedakah. I'm just giving you tzedakah, right? Come on. How often is that thought in my mind? Like, you should be working. Usually that's what goes on in the process of deciding to help someone financially. As if we understand their limitations, right? Or their non-limitation, what they're capable of doing. He's saying, since that's also ki'ilu, not like part of the program on Purim, that's what's in the air. So can you imagine what that's like? What that creates? What gates that energy opens in the air? That tzedakah, the thing that usually is like gets like this amalek funneling, is also not? Wow. V'hu asher dibarti ki bekoach maaseh tzedakah asher hi hayta em lekol hatova lechapara levatel gzerot ra'ot ulehachish shu'aseinu. He's saying in the past, like what's always been the big, like, the big thing that would always nullify decrees, yes, it was davening. But we know from the tzaddikim that it's always when you really are giving your money, it's like you're giving your nefesh. Reb Nachman teaches in the Likutei Moran, I'm sure you learned Reb Tzvi, money and the neshama come from the same heichal. It's coming from the same chamber. These are not pashat things. He's saying, we're speaking about reaching, about doing things that are ultimately game changers, decree nullifiers. Ubekoach avodaseinu laHashem Yisbarach hayom, in the power of our avodat Hashem for this day, on the top of the left column, ein safek. He does like mamash, saying there's no safek. Ein safek shaita mapalat amalek gmura. Can you imagine going through Purim and waking up the next morning, and you weren't confused at all about the holiness that exists within you and the holiness you wanted to do today? You have no suffix. And the holiness that exists in people? That's the mikvah of Purim. If the day of Purim gets taken advantage of to the highest extreme. Ains, he says, the chida says, now you know the chida, that's pitzul mikadlinam. You know what the chida was? The Chida was one of the most gevaldig amekubalim that this last generation had, the previous generation. And his bones, I believe, were, I won't say his bones, his body was Meschus of Reb Mordechai Eliyahu, transferred to Eretz Yisrael and reburied here. Where was he in? Back at Iraq? Was he in Baghdad? Yeah. We're talking about, you know, check it out. Mm-hmm. We're talking about top now, okay? He's saying, when the Talib like this says, I have no doubt that if we would get our acts together on Purim, the next morning we wake up, those things that usually cause all the confusion wouldn't be there, would not be there anymore. Umikol makom, hachafetz b'chaim la'avod Elohim chaim. It's amazing. The one who desires to live life, to live, to serve the living God, yechalkel dvarav b'mishpat hayom hazeh, heyot sameach b'simchas hayom. You would choose your words and your actions very carefully on Purim. Up until obviously the Seuda, where you go to the, you know, even that place. I think he's saying, like, if you really are busy with Kedusha all day, with mitzvahs, davening, masim tovim, tzedakah, whatever it is, then, and you choose your words and your actions very carefully, then when you get to the place of the subconscious, of Adelo Yada, you got nothing to worry about. You know the people that are really scared to get drunk on Purim because they don't know what's going to come out? It's a very big inyan. I can't drink. Why? I don't know who's going to show up. I don't know who's going to show up. But if you fill the day with such kedusha and what it's available to us with the energy that's in the air, then when you reach that last shlav, which according to tzaddikim, the seuda is like tefilas ne'ila of Purim, right? It's like the end. That's the tefilas ne'ila of Purim. Then what ends up coming out is just a final victory over Amalek. Ki gadol b'shamayim ye'orim baka. It's great in the heavens. Ye'orim baka. You cracked through. How do you say ye'orim?
Doesn't he write his book? Doesn't he divide his book into
Nachalim? That's why he's using this. Meaning you crack through rivers. Ve'yekayem mitzvot hayom begila uverada, and you do the mitzvahs of the day. He says two words: begila, that means simcha, and reada means shaking. You know, I when we were doing the album last year for Rav Weinberger's shul, that album Only You, so. Rabbi asked me one time during the recording, he said, how's it going? How's it going in the studio? I mean, how's the project going? I said, Rabbi, it's a bechil uverada. It's petrifying. I said, no, besimcha bechil uverada. It's so simcha, it's amazing simcha, but it's also so petrifying in there. And he wrote me back, he says, that's how Yidla does anything that he wants to last. So, Yikayem mitzvat hayom, the mitzvahs of the day, you do both with this amazing rejoicing and re'ata, you're shaken. V'yitamet b'mitzvat tzedakah hayom b'shefa, and do not be stingy when it comes to the tzedakah on this day. And he says, and he brings a Rambam here that's important to remember, u'klar kasa v'Rambam b'chiburo ha-kadosh, de'yarbe yoter matanot le'avyonim me'rov mishte umanot. He's saying you got a bunch of mitzvahs to do in the day. I'm sure you want to like make sure you spend most time and put most energy in the seuda. He's saying, no. You put most energy in matanos le'avyonim, in giving gifts to poor people. Meaning, tzedakah. Even more than sholoch manos and the seuda. Now, if that's what's available for us on Purim, I want to bank on the chida's words. You see, it's very good to hold a tzaddik to his words. And that's like, you know, in Lubavitch, you don't see them fading at all. In fact, every year the kinnus shluchim gets bigger and bigger. Why? They're holding the Rebbe's to their words, specifically the last Rebbe. We can hold the Chida's word. It's like, okay, Chida, I'm mekashering myself to you right now. Kamuvan, it'd be nice to learn more about him if you want to really miskasher to him. But I'm mekashering myself to you right now. That means right now, us sitting here, we mekasher ourselves to the words of the tzaddik, Divrei Elokim Chaim. These are words that are completely alive, and we are all makabel on ourselves right now, on whatever level that Hashem will allow us to do, to take advantage of all the simcha that's available on this day, to fill in every minute here and there. Don't go looking dafka for the next party, per se, unless the next party you want to go to is that there's going to be more kedusha and tahara and simcha there. Look for anim. Don't be the person that waits till they come to you. Go on the streets, look for anim. Look, that's a real wiping of Amalek. You go and you look for someone. Don't wait to feel like a good, like, oh, I'm waiting for the opportunity to do something good. Go, like Reb Shlomo said, the midah of his chesed was that he didn't wake up in the morning and said, when will a mitzvah come my way? He said he woke up in the morning and he went to go see. He stood outside his tent, not in his tent to see who would knock on the tent. He went outside his tent to see who would come inside. That's what Purim's available to us to do. And Alavaya, give us all a bracha. And give each and every one of you a bracha. And please give me a bracha back. That the sveikas in our lives, and this chus of the kedusha, and the mitzvahs we're taking upon ourselves on Purim, the sveka, whatever they are, those doubts in our life, simply find a home. It's called the slaughterhouse of Amalek. Slaughterhouse of Amalek. That when we wake up on Shushan Purim, it is a new world. It's the Kohen Gadol coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, and Am Yisrael sees we were all forgiven, and it's another chance now to march towards Pesach, the real Geulas Olam, with Simcha and Bitachon, that we're finally done with Achashverosh and with Paro as well. Right, Shekayach guests. And Kamuvan, you're all invited to always end by us your Seudas, like every year. I want this year to even take it up, like after this, like, I don't know, take it up, you know, a few more notches. The world is crazy. I'll make sure that there won't be over 100 people. I felt so bad. I mean, I asked Moshe to come, and he told you, he was so excited, he prepared Torah, as Moshe Rothschild was going to speak this Shabbos. Craziness, but he was in America a week before. I mean, someone just told me about the bar mitzvah. They asked me if they could change the date by a week, and if they can't, then they're going to tell all their guests that first we're going to take account of all the family that's here, and then if there's like 30 or 40 more seats, we're going to have to handpick people that can come to make sure it's not over 100. This is all Amalek, by the way. This is all, I'm sure Corona and Amalek have like Gematrias or something similar, but I don't know what it is. And if you see someone that's thinking of like making a Purim costume made out of Corona bottles, tell them it's not so funny. People have died from it. Mm-hmm. Tell them that. It's good to be sensitive to on Purim. Okay.